A friend recently sent me a picture, and it's a picture of both wisdom and patience. And you may have seen this to yourself, but this is a picture of wisdom and patience. That is a very smart dog watching a skunk eat his or her food. You go ahead, take all the time you want, eat up. The pets in our lives, well, who here is a dog person? Are there any dog people? Are there any cat lovers here? I can't tell if some of you put both voted both directions. There are some who voted both. You know, the pets, they mean a lot to us in our lives. And we learn from our pets. We learn what unconditional love is. And you can't help but see this and know there is love and devotion. We used to have a dog named Bailey. He was 175 pounds. He was a Newfoundland. He was gentle, a gentle giant, they call him. They have webbed paws. They can swim well. Bailey, he was wonderful, and he drove us nuts. He had loose jowls, and drool hangs from those loose jowls. And when you get to know your dog, you get to know their habits. And we knew that when Bailey started winding up, you had to look out. My wife and I, we went to a park one time with her sister who was back visiting. And Bailey was here, my wife Joan was here, and her sister was here. And she did not mean to be cruel. She wasn't trying to do anything to her sister. She just knew our dog Bailey. And Bailey was there with, and I'm not exaggerating, some drool about this long, and he started winding up. And all Joan did, she didn't even move her feet, she just leaned back. And this long drool went and landed on her sister. And you know, not everybody's a dog person. Oh, poor Greta. Have you ever been to somebody's house and you're eating supper or you're eating some dessert and you look over at the counter or underneath and people are helping the pets along? Well, I wonder who's in charge, really? And people who have pets or... There was one time when I was eating supper or I was having pie at somebody's house and I looked up at the counter and I saw this. And it doesn't change the flavor of the dessert you're having. But your stomach just is a little unsettled through the rest of the day. We learn in the Bible, we learn from the book of Romans, that God's ways through everything, that we can learn about God. We can learn about a relationship with God through all of nature, and we see that with the seasons. God teaches us much through the seasons. God teaches us that there is a dying down time. God teaches us that there is a winter time, which can seem to take so long, but even in the midst of it, we know that spring is coming. We know that there will be new life. And this can be a picture of our whole lives long, or it can even be in a week, or even one day. There can be a fall time of the day, a winter time that seems to take so long, and there can be spring. God teaches us through creation, and through creation, through our pets, we learn about love. An unconditional love, and we learn about devotion. But what's important for us to remember is we do not learn everything about love through pets, through animals. God does not one bit desire us to be a pet, and God certainly is not a pet for us. But if we think and we hold an animal as loving and wonderful as they are, and if we think that's all there is to know about love, oh, we're missing out. Because there is so much more. The God who created you is not a pet to be had, not a pet to be trained. The God who loves you, well, through the Psalms, it teaches us God made us fearfully and wonderfully. The God who made you has loved you ever since God made your heart beat, even before you were born, and brought that life-giving blood to your eyelids and eyelashes all the way down to your tiniest toes. The God who has loved you so much that he sent his Son. For God so loved the world, for God so loved you, that God gave his only Son, that whoever believes in him will not perish. And what a treat it was to sit with the little ones here and hear them work their way through this passage and remind Mike, for God so loved the world, they said. And they didn't remember it all the way through, but they helped each other. And that's what we do. We don't always remember all of God's love all the way through because we get distracted, or we have that job that's hard, or we're excited about that thing, or there are trials in our lives. So we come together and we remember together, and we remember for each other that whoever believes in him will not perish, but have eternal life. And even to drive it home, God says, indeed, God did not send his Son into the world to condemn, but to save. We do learn about love from each other. We learn about love from our pets. We learn about love in music. But the love that God has for us is of such great depths and height and widths. God did not send his Son into the world to condemn, but to love and to save. In the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.